Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica, intern good call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
Hey, my name is Keandra Finch. I am calling regarding the unemployment claim. I've been claiming unemployment for 4 weeks, and it keeps telling me that it's a holding week.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your social security number?
Yes, it is 421-330286.
Okay, Ms. Finch, may I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
Yes, 0206-1979, 648-7206, Finch.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And do you have access to your claimant portal?
I tried to do that. I've been trying to get unemployment since February, but I tried to do it, and for some reason, it keeps asking me for my app ID or something like that. But it doesn't. It's not working.
Okay, let me see what's going on. Let me see, so on a waiting week. Okay, it says, what is my claim status? It says your claim is active, but you have not filed your week certification for benefit week ending July the 6th, 2024. You need to file your week certification anytime between midnight on Sunday, July the 7th, 2024, and 5 p.m. on Friday, July the 12th, 2024. And it says an issue. It disqualified you, and that doesn't mean your whole claim has been disqualified. It just means you were disqualified for 1 week. And let me see what the issues are. So it
Yeah,
says,
because that's for the last 4 weeks. I just filed Sunday, this past Sunday. But for the last, I started in, I filed a couple of times, and then I had to go back and reopen the claim. So the couple of times I filed, it was an issue. And then these last 4 weeks, I've been filing for the last 4 weeks. And it keeps telling me each after Sunday, it also told me I was still doing, it was a holding week.
okay, I'm trying to see what it's saying now. So it's saying minimum work search contacts, and it says the information provided on your week certification. So that's for April though. So them old. Those are for April. Okay. Okay, Ms. Finch. So, just for the weekly certifications, it's just one of the answers. Usually, it's just one of the answers didn't meet a requirement for those weeks or that week. And that's why I keep saying that.
But can you tell me which requirement? Because I'm filling in all the information as well as the three work search histories. And that's how I was in April when I filed February or whatever. I think, I don't know, it was so much. From the time I filed in February, it's always been something to where I didn't get a payout at all. So what is it that I'm doing wrong? Because I'm answering the questions, and I've been answering the questions, but it's asking me about the three work search histories, and I'm putting that in, and then it says, according to Alabama law, this is a holding week.
Okay. Did you
And then
say?
I told, oh, and the last time I spoke to somebody, I did start school. But what she told me to do was, and she was like, we're going to take that question out. But then we had to end up resetting. So she said the school was one of the things that rejected it. And then this time, I didn't, of course, I hadn't just started school at this point. But I don't know.
Okay. Let me see.
And then one time it was rejected. They said that I didn't have my ID or something like that on file. I went back to put my ID on file. Then I got another letter saying that I didn't have an ID on file, and I went back and put that on file like a few weeks ago. So I don't know why it just keeps being blocked.
Okay, so you did do that already. I was going to mention that, but you already submitted the information.
Mm-hmm. And I also, even with this particular time, I even put my known traveler's ID, my global entry, to make, you know, like, hey, this, okay, so this is me. I put my driver's license, I put everything on there.
Okay, so that should be cleared up because it's under review and figured to provide. Says failure to provide information, and it has to be the school one.
Well, I only did that when the lady told me not to do it, because they called me when we initially started. I was actually at school in March when she called, and so that was, I stopped putting that on there, you know, because she told me don't do that, because that was like, you know, holding it up. So I hadn't mentioned school at all because I hadn't, you know, it actually during that particular week have I started. So that's old. I don't know, but I just need to know what is it that I'm doing incorrect so I can correct it.
Okay. So besides those, when you do your week certifications, did you say no for anything?
Mm-mm. I didn't say no for anything. It asked me, was I physically able to work? Yes. It asked me, did I start a job? I say no for that. And then when it was asking me about, you know, my job search, you know, it's a recorded line. So I put that information in. Now, one time before, the lady was like, oh, you put in 2004 instead of 2024. So that was rejected. But I make sure each time I put in 2024. So like I say, I have been trying to get this done since April. And it's now almost the end. It's July. I mean, not April. I've been trying to get it done since February, and it's July.
Okay, Ms. Finch. So you've been doing everything you're supposed to do. You've been doing your week of certifications each week, and you do just need to continue filing those. But besides that, the only other thing besides one of the answers, it'll be one of the dates, but you've been double-checking that, too. So the next best thing to do besides, you know, besides what you already been doing, would be to contact the 1-800-361-4524 number just to see.
Hold on, let me put it in my phone.
Okay.
Hold on, give me just a second. I'm about to open up my notes. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
Oh, man. Okay, tell me the number.
1-800-361-4524. And I'll call that number at 5 p.m. today, or I would try and either call at 5 p.m. or try and call at 4:59 p.m.
Okay. And then once I call that number, then what?
Okay. You'll just tell them about that you're having a weekly certification issue.
Okay.
And that's all you had to do, Ms. Finch. And if you do want to try and get back into your climate portal too, I would just tell them that it's an email tied to your account and that you don't have access to it, and they can reset that for you.
Okay. Do they not, like, send out letters anymore? Or, like, if you have issues, they'll do that?
They do, but they kind of come at, they be coming at random times.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I appreciate you for your time and everything.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.